start?
Yeah.
Yes, what you're going to have to do though is really demonstrate what you've been doing to show us that it's not just a little business on the side. You've actually gotten into, you know, business planning and budgeting and managing people and making some decisions. So it's selling that depth to what you're doing. And the longer it's been going on in that sense, the better, just because it does show us that you're really sort of committed to this and it really is important to you. But yes, as long as you would be considering it pretty full-time and it is pretty significant, then we would look at it, for sure.
Pretty much the same for us. It's the quality of experience you have, and also entrepreneurs are more than welcome. We have a growing group of entrepreneurs and we have a stream on that. So we would welcome you for sure, but in terms of the references, we would want to see a client or a customer. Not like if it's a family business, your family member cannot be really an objective one, as you can appreciate. So we would want to see a client or customer.
Same thing. It depends what you can demonstrate that you've gained from that experience. And the reference is a good one, too, where a family member wouldn't be the most credible source of reference that you can get.
And same for Schulich. Basically, we would look at it the same way. We certainly recognize entrepreneurial experiences as a good background, but then you should elaborate on it, you know, indicate maybe some of who your clients are and the responsibility level, the planning, the budgeting, whatever.